From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You know when Game 3 of the Blazers-Warriors is? What if I told you it was Saturday?
This schedule's so stupid.
The Raptors and Heat, that's 1-0. They'll play their Game 3 before the Warriors and Blazers play their Game 3. I don't understand the NBA scheduling. They drag this thing out so far. It's absurd.
It's usually really bad in the first round, and then it gets better.
To go from Tuesday to Saturday?
What are the odds that Braxton Miller has more all-purpose yards than Will Fuller has receiving yards?
It wouldn't shock me. I'd put it at probably 50%. Will Fuller is one of these guys that can do one thing. He can run fast. I guess it goes back to, do you think he's DeSean Jackson or do you think he's Ted Ginn?
Realistically, he's something in between. And I don't know what that is.
But would it shock you if he is Ted Ginn?
That should be the floor. The ceiling's DeSean Jackson. The reality is somewhere in the middle of that or closer to one or the other.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of it, it's all there, including an awful lot of political talk that people either loved or hated. Just depends on what you're into. I've got to give something away because I've got a bunch of giveaways here to squeeze in. And I do have one more spot for four people, four admission tickets, and access to the ESPN section with complimentary buffet for the Derby on Saturday. And these seats are very, very limited. So if you're not interested in going to the Derby Saturday, don't bother with a phone call. But you're going to have to answer a question. Very simple. This is an easy one. I want to make sure somebody knows something about horse racing. When you call in, first person to name last year's two-year-old champion, colt. Last year's two-year-old champion, colt.
Edward.
Who is in the field for the Derby. So Darryl. If you just want to guess one of 20 names in the Derby,
John,
you have a shot. But the winner gets to join us at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday and watch the name of the horse, by the way.
Odie.
Not the rider.
Odie. Is that it?
The winner will join us at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday. You get to watch the Kentucky Derby in true Derby style. Four-pack of tickets. You join me Saturday, May 7th at 1 p.m. Eat a complimentary buffet. Sit the special ESPN section. Got a handicapping contest. The winner gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5. Also, I want to let you know that 6:30 today, we've got an interview with Joe Drape. And he wrote a fantastic book on American Pharoah. So, that will be at 6:30 today, and if you're interested in horse racing, you should listen to that. And we also talked about a couple of other things, just riding in general, because he's an amazing rider, and he and I used to have a lot of conversations about that. And it actually, it's a recorded interview that we did, but before we did it, he and I talked for about 10 minutes about newspapers and found out last night that yet another one is going away, the Tampa Tribune. People always ask me, hey, are you glad you got out when you did? And it's kind of like, yeah, that's a hard question to answer because, you know, I my life has turned out as well as it could possibly turn out, but it still bugs me whenever another one shuts down because I really just don't think we're going to have newspapers much longer, and they're not all going to migrate to websites, and I fear for a lot of things, especially people getting their education from cable TV shows, which is what we're going to anyway, instead of, you know, actually getting what should be unbiased journalism and investigative reporting. And I fear we're going to lose all that. And if we do, then it turns us into a North Korean media or a Chinese media where everything's controlled from whoever's in power. And it's just, I hate seeing newspapers close for that reason. And I think we're heading toward that day. And I hope I don't live to see it.
Well, I don't have much faith for that business in the long
term. No, I don't either, which is why I got out.
I also don't have much faith for ours. So.
You know what? I feel like ours has got a lot more of a chance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can always localize things, and you can't get that on Pandora or whatever. But
I still think that in the end, people get tired of paying money for satellite radio. And I know that, that there's a lot of podcasts and stuff out there, but the cool thing is we're branching out into that business too. So, and I know the podcast business, and just like the audiobook business that we started, we're just branching out into different ways to do what we do. So I kind of feel much better about this. But newspapers, no, I don't feel good about. But I think it's a bigger loss than people realize, especially and probably a little younger than you. But people who've grown up with the internet have no idea what newspapers have actually accomplished in this country, because you know, they've become irrelevant completely. And I just think it's sad, but it's also it's a reality. And you know, I think as a country, we better find a way to still have an independent media out there and not people who call themselves independent but are specifically paid for by one person. All right. We have one more Sherry's Berries giveaway to do. But first, we got to tell you about Sherry's Berries because, you know, guys, I know you keep putting things off. You put it off. It's Wednesday. Mother's Day is Sunday. It's time to make a move. If you want to make, and it's okay. If you've waited this long, you could still look like a genius. You could still make your mom excited. You know what else you can do? The mother of your children, whoever it is, you can get them something special. Sherry's Berries. And right now, today only, great offer. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses for $39.99 plus shipping. Two perfect gifts, all from one place.
Yeah, this is a great way to kill two birds with one stone. This is a great deal and a really, you know, you're going to have to get flowers anyway. And this is a way to make it sort of special, get these berries along with it. They're huge, fresh, delicious, juicy. The flowers are beautiful, colorful, seven-day freshness guarantee. You pick the delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You can't lose. Here's the only way to get this great deal. Freshly dipped strawberries plus a dozen assorted roses for $39.99, an exclusive offer just for our listeners when you use the code Fred and AJ. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right corner. Type in Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Click the mic. Type in Fred and AJ. This deal is for today only. Mother's Day is this weekend, so hurry up. Order now.
All right, guys. Before we let you go, we have to give something away again, right? There's too many giveaways. I'm just dying today. We're taking care of the people. How about this? $50 gift certificate to Sherry's Berries and a $50 gift certificate to ProFlowers.com. Send your mom a double treat this Mother's Day. Beautifully gourmet dipped strawberries gift packages starting at just $19.99, and get mom a delightful bouquet of flowers with a colorful glass vase. Order now at Sherry'sBerries.com and ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in the passcode Fred and AJ. First caller who can tell us what TV mom this is.
What are you doing up here? I thought you were downstairs boxing chocolates.
Oh, they kicked me out of there fast.
Why?
I kept pinching them to see what kind they were. This is the fourth department I've been in.
Oh, I didn't do so well either.
No. All right, girls. Now, this is your last chance. If one piece of candy gets past you and into the packing room unwrapped, you're fired.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I don't know who that one is either. So, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, after we clear the phones for that, we're going to play our What Are the Odds game, where the winner gets a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. But win that one first, then we'll line you up when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We are back on the Blitz, and time to get lined up. We have a winner for the last contest, so here we are playing another one. Get on hold. Whoever has the best football-related What Are the Odds? Football-related What Are the Odds? We're going to zip through as many as we can, then Jong will decide. The winner's going to get a $50 gift certificate to Quaker Steak and Lube. In League City at 45 and FM 646, they have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. So get lined up. We will have a winner of that with the best football-related What Are the Odds. And since Tanner's been on hold, why don't we give him first shot at this? What's up, Tanner?
Hey, not much. Hey, I have a question. What are the odds that J.J. Watt breaks the NFL sack record, since hopefully the Texans won't be playing from behind this year?
I don't know.
All right, stay on hold just in case you win.
It seems difficult to me. The guy has... I think his season 2 years ago was the best season he'll ever have, because now teams literally game plan to take him away.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he's still going to be a 16, 17 sack a year guy, but to expect that many again, and I already think he might be wearing down a little bit.
Could be. His body's wearing down for sure.
Yeah, so, and there's nothing wrong if that's the best season he ever has. I mean, he just had a year last year that was worthy of defensive MVP again.
Yep.
So I think he'll be great, but I think getting the sack record might be a bit much. And realistically, you don't want him to get the sack record, because you want Jadeveon Clowney to finally become what you thought he was going to be and have 15 or 16 sacks on his own. And suddenly your whole defense is better. All right. Roy, I believe. What's up, Roy? Roy?
Hello? Yo.
Yeah, you're on. Go, man.
Hey, what are the odds that, if Tony Romo hurts his collarbone again, what are the odds that he's done, if not for Cowboys, but for himself?
That's actually not a bad question, because I don't know. If he got injured again, he's made his money. And I don't know. I'd still say less than 5%. I still think he'd try to come back one more time. But, boy, if he snapped it again after that, I bet he would. Brandon.
Yeah.
Hey, sports.
Go, man.
Yeah, I wanted to see kind of a double question here, but what are the odds as far as who has better odds of either Johnny Manziel coming back to the NFL or Peyton Manning?
Oh. I think they're both zero, honestly.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a tie.
The only way I could see Manning coming back would be like mid-season, but I just don't think he'll do it.
He understands where he's
at. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think either guy makes it back. I guess I would say Manziel, because he's not officially retired, but I can't see anybody giving that guy a chance. That's actually a good one, though. Although,
I really think they're both zero.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's a good one or a bad one, if they're both zero. Bob.
Bobby.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, what are the odds that in 5 years, Connor Cook is the best-looking quarterback from this draft?
You mean a physically attractive?
Like the most handsome?
Yeah.
Statistically,
oh.
He winds up being the best quarterback.
5 years from now?
5 years.
I'll go about 3%.
I'll go higher than that, 5%.
I think what it takes is what it would take is a serious injury to Derek Carr, because they drafted Connor Cook without question to be a backup quarterback. And Derek Carr looks like a starting NFL quarterback. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean,
if he gets better, I mean, they've really got something. So,
but if he gets hurt, I could see Cook stepping in, and especially if he waits a year and a half. But yeah, I think it'll happen somewhere else. But I still don't like him as much as I like Paxton Lynch. And I could see Cardale Jones becoming that kind of player, too. So I'd say 5%. All right. Nico. What's up, Nico?
Sports. So what are the odds that Roger Goodell is going to have to explain why the matzo bong is against NFL policy before the preseason is over? My guess is 3 or less.
That the what?
I didn't hear what he said. John,
could you help us out there?
I didn't hear what he said.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, he's going to have a hard time winning.
Yeah, you probably don't need to hang on. Adam. We'll give.
Sir, what are the odds that the AFC South is not the worst division in football this year?
I don't think it will be the worst division in football this year.
Yeah, I'd say it's about 80% chance.
Yeah.
I think it'll be better. I'm not quite sure. It was better than... I mean, the NFC East was pretty awful
last
year.
NFC East was the worst last year, I think.
So, yeah, I don't think it'll be the worst division. All right, we have one more we're going to try. Jose, and then John's going to pick a winner. Jose. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guy?
Hey, Josh.
I'm sorry.
Jose is Spanish for Josh.
Hey, I don't know. What are the chances that once Jerry Sandusky comes up for appeal, he might get a shot, not at Penn State, but another school?
Oh, zero.
The guy's not ever getting out of prison.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
If that guy does ever get out of jail, he's going to sit quietly in his house and hope that no one finds out where he lives.
Yeah. He's.
I don't even think he could get a job because he's going to have to be a registered sex offender. Like, he couldn't get a job coaching.
He's not getting out. That guy's not going. He's getting raped in prison the rest of his life, man. Well, that was an out of nowhere one. Jeez. All right. Well, we got one more on hold. We'll try Roy R. this time. What's up, Roy?
Hey, sports guys. Sports. I'll make this short. With Donald Trump winning the Republicans, what are the odds if he's elected president in November, Mark Sanchez misses the rest of the season?
Oh, come on. Sir, that's an inappropriate joke. Mark Sanchez was born in this country.
Kind of like it, though. And he made it a football one. I said I wanted football. I was wondering where he was going, then he kind of brought it back around.
Mark Sanchez is a completely legal U.S. citizen.
I'm going to have to give it to him. All right. I was going to give it to Brandon, who had the Manziel Peyton Manning question, but I'm going to give it to Roy.
I'm kind of okay with that. $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. The rest of you guys can hang up. Roy R., you're the winner. 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruising, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. Congratulations, Roy. We'll see you at Quaker Steak and Lube. I have one more giveaway. We'll just take caller 15 on this to win a Nothing Bundt Cakes $20 gift card. Get your mom the perfect sweet for Mother's Day, the best mom around Bundt cake. It comes with a purple bow and is accented with flowers and butterflies. Or choose her favorite out of the 9 classic flavors with their signature frosting. Right now at the Galleria Uptown location and the West U location, mention ESPN and receive a free individual Bundt cake of your choice. Specialty cake orders are ready in 30 minutes and deliveries available. Nothing Bundt Cakes is the perfect last-minute gift for Mother's Day.
All right, guys, got to tell you one more time about Pro Flowers. Mother's Day is on Sunday, right around the corner. You know your mom's always been there for you. It's time to show up for mom. And no better way to do it than with Pro Flowers. Get mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can go big time. You can be the good kid. Make her day extra special. Upgrade to a premium vase. That's when it's a special, like not just a vase. It's a premium vase.
That's a vase.
And add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. And if you call it a vase, your mom will think you're fancy and you love her more. Go to ProFlowers.com today. Use our code FredAndAJ.
Here's the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase. Well, it's a vase unless you upgrade. Starting at $19.99, all you have to do is visit ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner. Type in Fred and AJ. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in Fred and AJ. And guys, we're telling you, Mother's Day is right around the corner, man. It's this weekend. And we're on to Wednesday. And if you wait till tomorrow, you're not going to have much time. So click on the microphone, type in Fred and AJ. Order today. Time is running out. This offer expires Friday at midnight.
What you thinking? What gives you the right? Well,
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Listen to the 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby, 4 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, and it is Derby Week, which is one of my favorite weeks. And I cannot wait to talk to our next guest, who is a fantastic writer for the New York Times, two-time Eclipse Award winner. And it's almost an insult to say he's one of the best sports writers in America, because the guy is just one of the best writers in America, and one of my favorite people to read. Joe Drape, who has written a fantastic new book, which you heard me talk about American Pharoah last year. Joe, appreciate the time, and thanks for coming on, man.
Fred, thanks for having me, and I appreciate the kind words, especially from a race tracker like yourself.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's been so much fun doing what I do now, but I miss hanging out with people like you and just having the conversations that we used to have. But I want to get to the book first, because I got the advanced copy and I sat down on a Tuesday and I was going to read it and then go to the gym and do all this other stuff. I was just going to read a chapter or two, and I wound up not doing anything that day but reading the book. I just thought it was fantastic. You have so many great backstories, and I knew a lot of them, but the way you tell them are just incredible. What were you waiting to do this book? Were you waiting for the horse to do it, or is this one where you just knew all these backstories that would make it something special?
you know, for 18 years, I've had the good fortune of covering the track for the Times. And eight times I've sat up in that press box with two down the chute waiting for that third. And it just didn't happen. And frankly, Fred, I didn't think it was going to happen ever again in my lifetime. All I wanted to do was write the front page story for the New York Times on the 12th Triple Crown champion. And I thought I could walk away happy. And then, you know, the day, June 6th, here comes Victor squaring that big Colt's shoulders to the finish line. He's got five or six leagues. I've never been in a place where it erupted. Everybody wanted the same thing. It was just soul quaking in there. They wanted this horse to win. They wanted to see history, and they wanted to be part of history. And it was such a communal moment, and it was incredibly moving. And you know, we don't cheer in the press box, Fred, but there were people cheering in the press box. There were people crying in the press box. It was just one of those great moments that, I mean, I'd have to go back, and not that I was old enough to really remember, the American hockey team beating the Russians. It was that kind of moment that everybody could get behind. So I thought, you know, this is my opportunity to tell the story of a great horse and actually learn about it. It was more fun going back and re-reporting and finding all the little happy accidents and the impact on all the people who he touched and who had a hand in bringing him to there. And I thought, that's what I want to do. And it also was a little of an exorcism of me to get all this. My dad used to call it useless information. I had been sitting on a lifetime of useless information about horse racing. And, you know, hopefully I was going to able to weave some of that in. So that's the way it commenced. That's the way I think I laid it out. And, you know, I think it's a fast read. And thank you for saying that, because everybody in there is very interesting. And I just tried to get out of the way of their stories, because they all had something really interesting to say about American Pharoah.
Well, and that's one thing I appreciated so much, because some of the conversations you and I used to have were about compelling storytelling and how to take a story and just let it breathe. And my goodness, you just did that perfectly. Going back even to the lady who worked the farm with him, that was an amazing story that I knew nothing about. And it really just hit home how special this horse was from the beginning.
Yeah, and that's Frances Relihan is who you're talking about, an Irish woman, a horse woman, has done this for 20 years, 30 years, seen tens of thousands of horses. And she's got him when he's a weanling and is known only as the Little Princess Emma colt. They don't name him until they're 2 years old. Liked him, recognized he was ahead of his peers, a little quicker than everybody else, both in mind and the way he took to running. But she's on a jog one evening, and she looks up and she sees a Little Princess Emma colt by himself in a field, and he's swerving and bucking, and then he just takes off, she said, like a cannon. And she just was stopped dead in her tracks with her breath taken away, because he had such an efficient motion. I mean, that's the thing that all these folks who know their horses kept saying is, even at 4 months old, you could tell he was perfectly engineered. No wasted motion. He moved like a locomotive train, everything in sync. His ears were pricked for it. He had the joy and the love of it. He was like handcrafted, perfectly balanced. And, you know, I kept running into these things. And she did something that she never did before or since. She picked up the phone and said, you know, called Mr. Zayat, said, you got something really special here. I wish you very good luck with it. And from then on, she followed this horse through. And she basically, after he won the Derby, she called the Triple Crown. She got on the phone the next day and made her tickets, airline tickets, and bought her Belmont tickets and said, this is the one.
It's funny because, there were a lot of people who liked this horse early, and your book brings out a lot of that. For me, it was the Arkansas Derby where I said, holy bleep, I know we've seen this before, but I think this might be the right one. When was it in your mind that when you saw this horse, you said, you know what, this might be the horse that finally gets it done?
You know, it was coming out of the Preakness. I had been burned too many times. He did fit the profile of Secretariat Affirmed and Seattle Slough. He was the two-year-old champion. Everybody knew him. He did run like them from the front, grinding people down, intimidating them. He had the right kind of connections. Baffert had won these races in buckets and was a Hall of Famer. Victor Espinoza is arguably the hottest rider in the world right now, and was then. So, you know, all that tipped forward. But yeah, times have changed, Fred. You and I have been out there when, you know, now these horses have to do something affirmed and secretariat, and Seattle Slough didn't. In those days, they were owned by sportsmen. And if you had a horse that you thought could win the Derby, you put him in. If not, you went elsewhere. So they ran against fields of 7, 8, 9, 10 in Kentucky, you know, 6 or 7 in the Preakness, 5 or 6 in the Belmont. Now the economics drive all these owners to, A, want to earn the check. Some are owned by syndicates. It's good advertising if you've got a horse in these big races. So you're running against 20 in Kentucky. You're running against 12 in, or 14 in Preakness, 12 in Belmont in New York. And, you know, in those days, the same horses ran all three races mostly. The new wrinkle here is only the Derby winner has to go to the Preakness. Nobody else does. And increasingly, we see the good Derby horses who showed something, who finish well. They say, hey, you go to Baltimore in 2 weeks rest. I'm going back to my home base for 5, and I'm going to try you at the Belmont, which is smart strategy. So, you know, I was just skeptical, but he shot out of that gate in Belmont, and I just knew it was over.
Yeah, it's funny. I have all of those races on tape, and I watch them about once a month, and I still get goosebumps over it. And I'm kind of curious, though, as we look ahead to this year, are you sensing a little bit of a hangover? Because I'm kind of getting that here, where usually people are really excited about the Derby. I'm not quite getting the same feel. And I always wondered how it would be after we had a Triple Crown winner. I thought people would be more interested, but it seems to me there might be a little bit of a hangover going into this year.
Well, I think you're right, Fred. And a friend of mine talked to me about this afternoon. He said, you know, I looked at the New York papers, not anything written about the Kentucky Derby. I've looked USA Today, every place else. There's just not a lot of hype, and nobody's really caught the imagination. I don't know if it's a hangover as much as American Pharoah kind of just has sucked the oxygen out of the room on this thing. People still want to celebrate it. People are still talking about him. In fact, I'm sitting here banging out a story. I went down and saw him today down at Ashford Stud. And, you know, people want to know what he's doing now. I think that's part of it. I think we also kind of got, you know, Nyquist, there's nothing wrong with that horse. 7 for 7, 2-year-old champion. Beaten all comers pretty badly, but somehow he hadn't caught anybody's attention. Maybe it's his connections. The Doug O'Neill and Paul Redham from I'll Have Another in 2012. Maybe there's a been there, done that sort of thing there. The ones below him, some have jumped up and had a moment here or there, but it's not like last year when you had 5 or 6 really good horses with a really good resume who had been away from each other, colliding here in Kentucky. So your point is correct. I'm feeling it. I think maybe we're going to have to get through the Derby and for it to get real to people that maybe there is an opportunity for another Triple Crown. I don't know if I want another Triple Crown, and obviously I got selfish reasons on it, but some, you know, I think we need more time to relish this. It is hard, and it is extraordinary when a horse achieves this. And there's a reason we waited 37 years. Now, if somebody like American Pharoah, and if it's Nyquist, comes down and does it again, then I don't know what to make of it.
You know, one thing that was really interesting in the book is we all knew the story about how he went through the sales ring, but you had a lot of details about people telling him, don't sell this horse, don't sell this horse. That I thought were fascinating, and it worked out for Zayat where they didn't sell the horse, but obviously they came pretty close.
Yeah, that's like the happy accidents. I mean, he thought he was having terrible luck when he took the colt up to the Saratoga sale and he couldn't sell him. And what happened there is his advisors, in this day and age, they can measure, they can look, they can see all these things. And this horse graded out A++. With all the champions of 150,000 horses in a database, you know, for airways, heart size, more things than you can imagine. And Jeff Seder was the guy who told him, he said, sell your house, sell one of your kids, don't sell this horse. But he was in a bankruptcy proceedings at that point, Mr. Zayat needed cash. They were calling in $34 million in notes. He sent him up there, and then, you know, the bad luck he thought he got was probably a divine key thing. The horse bangs his ankle, they think in the van, on the way up there, gets off, It's big and it's swollen, and there's a nasty cut, and everybody looks at it and thinks, "Hey, I don't want anything to do with him." So he walks around the ring, nobody bids on him, and he has to pay $30,000 to get him back on the van.
Well, Joe, it's a fantastic book. Can you tell people where they can get it? Because I've been raving about it since I read it. I'm going to read it again and let people know where they can get the book.
You know, your local bookstore, support them, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, if you got to have it now. You can kind of follow what's going on, the buzz about it, on the Facebook page, Joe Drape or American Pharoah by Joe Drape. Thank you, Fred, and I think a lot of people are having your reaction, and it's just been a blast to be a part of this, to see something that in a sport we both care a great deal about uplift so many people.
Well, Joe, I tell you what, it's hard to take an amazing story and make it better, and I think you've done that, so hopefully people are going to enjoy the book. Appreciate you spending some time with us, and man, I sure hope we cross paths again down the road. It's been way too long.
Just come to the track, my friend. That's where you can find me. You don't have to be working. In fact, I am on the front side more in the afternoons. You know where to find me.
Well, I will do that, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Fred. Good luck, buddy.
All righty. We're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. But before we go, let's give something away. How about a Canelo versus Khan windbreaker? On Saturday, May 7th, middleweight world champion Canelo Alvarez and two-time world champion Amir Khan will collide in a mega fight. It's power versus speed. Don't miss Canelo versus Khan. See it live on pay-per-view Saturday, May 7th, 8 p.m. Central, caller 20.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Pajamagram, the Pajamagram company. Pajamagram.com, of course, is the website. Mother's Day this Sunday. Don't wait too long. Don't be that kid. Get the mom in your life the softest gift for the hardest job. Everybody knows being a mom is a tough job. That's where the world's softest pajamas come in, exclusively from the Pajamagram company, pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated PJ experts, the world's softest pajamas are the softest pajamas ever. Lighter than a cloud, softer than cashmere. It's amazing. She's going to love the way they look and feel. They're going to last a lot longer than a bouquet of flowers will. Being a mom's a tough job. Spoiler, this Mother's Day, give her the gift of softness, comfort, and relaxation with the world's softest pajamas from pajamagram.com. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, thankfully. Delivery for Mother's Day is guaranteed, thankfully. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's pajamagram.com.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on The Blitz. Join me and the special ESPN 97.5 section beginning at 1 o'clock at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday for the Kentucky Derby. We've got a handicapping contest that everyone is welcome to play. Watch, wager, and win with Sam Houston Race Park and ESPN 97.5. Now let's wrap up the show the way we always do on a Wednesday. Let's celebrate those who have passed away with deaths. And we'll start off with celebrities. Afeni Shakur, mother of Tupac, dead of a heart attack at age 69. Was she famous for anything other than being Tupac's mother?
She was most famous for being Tupac's mother, but she was an activist. Like, before Tupac was even born, she was on trial when she was like 8 months pregnant with Tupac.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a good one then.
Yeah.
2006, Big Hawk, Houston rapper of Screwed Up Click. You familiar with him?
I'm not really familiar with Big Hawk. I know I'm familiar with the Screwed Up Click, but I'm not necessarily. I don't have them all down to a man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know that's super white of me and not very Houston. I should be better on that.
Craig Shelton is probably rolling over.
Yeah.
Outside right now.
Hustle Town. They'll let you know about it.
All right. Political figures.
It's the 10-year anniversary, so I'm sure Craig has a tribute planned tonight.
I'm sure he does. 1972, J. Edgar Hoover, the first director of the FBI. Very strange man.
He was Caitlyn Jenner before Caitlyn Jenner was cool.
Did he actually go as far as Caitlyn did, or did he just dress up?
I still think Caitlyn has a dong. I don't think that's
He still did
official.
Too. Hoover did too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't think Caitlyn's gone as far as you think Caitlyn's gone.
But did he I thought he just put on dresses. I didn't realize he did the wig thing, too.
No, I think he did, but I think he did all in the privacy of his own home. He just didn't do, like, magazine covers. This was all very secretive back then.
1957, Joseph McCarthy, anti-communist U.S. senator, dead at the age of 48.
Anti-communist. Wow, what an innovator.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Animals. 2002, Seattle Slough, American racehorse, Triple Crown winner. And 1997, BB, a.k.a. Flipper, the dolphin, dead at 40.
That's a good run for a dolphin.
Yeah, no kidding. They call him Flipper. Flipper, faster than lightning. Did you ever watch that show?
I saw it. I never saw it like when it was on, but sometimes it would come on like Nick at Night.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really stupid, so it wasn't for me.
It was pretty bad.
It was like the kid would talk to the dolphin, and it would make noise, and the kid would pretend like he understood what the dolphin was saying. That's the dumbest concept ever. At least be like Mr. Ed and make it like hokey.
Yeah.
Don't try to make it like legit. This kid is talking to a dolphin. That's absurd.
Yeah, and they're having these in-depth conversations. Yeah. That was one that when I was a kid, it would come on in the afternoons. Never watched it. Our popes in 1758, we have Benedict XIV, also known as Prospero Lambertini.
Prospero Lambertini.
Named a car after him. 1572, Pius.
Lambertini Diablo.
1572, Pius V, also known as Antonio Ghislieri.
Antonio Ghislieri.
1955, Marcellus II, also known as Marcello Cervini.
Marcello Cervini.
Are these popes or are these mob bosses?
Marcello Cervini.
1410, Alexander V, also known as Petros Filargi.
Petros Filargi.
Let's do the best deaths, because I don't want to run out of time and not get a chance to do Guess the Porn Star and Best Deaths.
Oh, okay, good, good.
2012, MCA, Beastie Boys.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Dead from cancer at 47. That one makes me sad. I hate it when guys die younger than me.
I was a big Beastie Boys guy when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, that was a very underrated group, man.
That was like the first tapes that I got that I had to hide, like I hid from my parents.
You had to fight for your right to party.
Yeah, I didn't want them taking away my rights.
2012, Junior Seau commits suicide at 43. 2011, this is one we can celebrate. Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Dead.
See ya.
Yeah. Enjoy the bottom of the ocean, pal. 1975, Mo Howard, also known as Moses Horowitz, from the Three Stooges. Dead at 77.
Are you a Stooges guy?
Not really, but yeah, I watched. They were one of the shows that came out in the afternoons when I was growing up, just like Flipper. Yeah. I did watch that. Mo might have been my favorite.
The Stooges made me laugh.
He might have been my favorite. 1821, French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte dies in exile.
I just remember doing it like we had a giant year-end project when I was in like seventh grade on a historical figure, and that's who I drew. Hmm. And this thing was like in-depth with panoramas. And,
wow.
I mean, it was absurd, but I know a lot about Napoleon.
I just remember going to a micro-wrestling thing, and a guy was dressed as Napoleon. That was his bitch. That was pretty cool.
Did he win?
No. Yeah, it's kind of like Napoleon. It looked really good at first, and then he wound up
It looked
on
like he was
somewhere.
Poised to take over the world, and,
and then it all fell
Then he
apart.
Caught a leg drop off the top rope.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Dead at 67 in 1519. 67's a damn good run for 1519, too.
Also, famous Ninja Turtle.
Indeed. I think probably more people know him from the Ninja Turtle. All right, let's play Guess How the Porn Stars Died. We have two of them. In 2006, Angela Devi died from?
Drug overdose.
Suicide by asphyxiation, which was probably caused by drugs.
Like suicide by asphyxiation, like she
asphyxiated,
forcibly choked herself to death.
I'm guessing. Which
boy,
that's a pretty.
Isn't that how David Carradine kind of went?
Yeah, but his wasn't really suicide.
It went wrong.
Yeah, it was some weird sex thing that went horribly awry.
Yeah.
1999, we have Kim Kattian.
1999. I'm gonna go. Self-inflicted gunshot wound.
You know, I'm going to give you credit for that because I think technically this is a suicide. She drowned when a washcloth filled a drain hole and plugged it.
That's got to be I mean, like, these chicks are picking tough ways to kill themselves.
Yeah, these were really hard this week. Like, I think she just, obviously she was just so stoned out of her mind.
I think she was going to kill herself with a gun, but she ran out of bullets and was like, well, I'm just going to fill up the bathtub.
Well, she accidentally died in the bathtub, but she was going to get out after she cleaned herself up and blast her brains out.
That could
so
be it.
I'm going to give you points for that. And those are our deaths for this week. So hopefully you heard one that you enjoyed. All right. Got to tell you, before we're going to wrap things up, and coming up next is Hustle Town with our good buddy Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every at 7 o'clock. And I like all three of those guys, so give them a listen if you haven't.
I like two of them. I'll let you judge
okay.
which one
we'll,
is
we'll let the people kind of speculate on who the other one might be. But we're headed out to Vegas. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. We'll have lots of fight interviews for you, hopefully some fun shows from out there over the next 2 days. And until then, stay sportsy, bitches. And right now, I got to tell you about our good friends at ZipRecruiter. If you've got a company and you're hiring, do you know where to post the job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place is not enough to find quality candidates. If you want the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top websites, and now you can. And this is a great thing about ZipRecruiter. And as you guys know, I'm involved in some other businesses, and we're actually going to be looking at hiring some people, and we're going to use ZipRecruiter because you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click.
Yeah, make it easy. They let you look for candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Post once, watch the qualified candidates roll in. No juggling emails, no juggling calls to your office. Quickly screen your candidates, rate them, and hire the right one fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. 800,000. And right now, you guys can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
ESPN 97.5.